Well, today let's talk about 1 John 3, 4 through 10, first part of verse 10. And we got to understand that sin is not just some light matter in the mind of God. And if we view sin as a light matter, then we're really challenging the fellowship of God. Because the believer who has truly been born of God and truly has fellowship with God is one that does not want to live in a lifestyle of sin. But he tries, wants to, desires to practice a lifestyle of righteousness. And you see this word shows up at least 6 times in these verses. This word practice. And the present tense indicates a continual and habitual action. The actual word practice means to design something and then proceed to make or produce it. In other words, one comes up with a plan and then executes or carries out that plan. And the point is John is making here is one that has fellowship with God will not have this pattern in their life that they're devising sin and then they purpose to carry it out. One is going to have this lifestyle pattern that continues where he thinks about and purposes to carry out righteousness. So what does it take to do that? And so we need to know that any person who continually practices sin practices lawlessness. Look at verse 4 of chapter 3. It says this, "Everyone who makes a practice of sinning also practices lawlessness. Sin is lawlessness." And there's a lot of things that are identified as sin in the Bible. There's this verse, Romans 14:23, "Whatever is not of faith is sin." Proverbs 24:9, "The devising of foolishness is sin." James 4:17, "To one who knows to do good and doesn't do it, it is sin." And then 1 John 5:17 says, "Any form of unrighteousness is sin." So John takes it even further here. He says, sin is lawlessness. That word lawless means wicked, without the law. And the Gnostics, who John was dealing with constantly, were indifferent to sin. John says that sin is a blatant revolt against God. Any person who thinks about it, pursues this life, he's missing a mark of God's standard, and he's practicing a wicked life that won't submit to God's law. So when we choose to sin, now listen to this, it's not just a failure to measure up to the standards of God. It's purposeful disregarding of his righteous standards and his laws. And one who continually chooses to sin is continually choosing a life that says, I will not submit to the authority and law of God. So you do know that the person and work of Jesus Christ is about righteousness, not sinfulness. Look at verse 5. He says, "You know that he appeared to take away sins, and in him there is no sin." So that's the truth about that is his purpose. Christ came in order to take away sins, and he's using the plural sins, not sin. He came into our world not just to deliver us positionally from positional sin that condemns us, but also to deliver us from practical sins that conquer us. And that truth is about that person. The person is Jesus Christ. There's no sin in him. And that's very emphatic in the Greek language. You also need to know who really has fellowship with God. Look at verse 6. "No one who abides in him keeps on sinning. No one who keeps on sinning has either seen him or known him." And so no one who's having fellowship with Jesus Christ is persistent in this continual lifestyle of lawlessness or sin. And such a person has not seen Christ and doesn't know Christ. And so you need to know that who is of God and who's of the devil. The one who continually practices righteousness is righteous. Look at verse 7. He says, "Little children, let no one deceive you. Whoever practices righteousness is righteous as he is righteous." The one who continually practices sin is of the devil. Look at verse 8. "Whoever makes a practice of sinning is of the devil, for the devil has been sinning from the beginning. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the works of the devil." So that's an eye-opening verse. God's not going to permit one who has truly been born of God to continually practice sin because he has been born of God. God's Spirit continually remains in that believer, and he cannot continually and habitually practice sin. So look at this another way. If one truly has been born of God, He may get into the pig pen, but he will get out of the pig pen. He is not going to stay there. If a person has a continual life of pursuing that which is sinful, that person has truly not been born of God. The person were truly born of God, God would either get that person out of the sin, or he would take that person home to be with him. No one truly born of God is going to have a persistent lifestyle pattern of open and blatant rebellion. One truly born of God will not ever be permitted by God to continually persist in that sin. Why? Because that one has been given a divine nature. The Holy Spirit will always bring a true child out of the pig pen. Look at verse 10. He says, "By this is evident who are children of God and who are the children of the devil. Whoever does not practice righteousness is not of God, nor is the one who does not love his brother." So just because one goes to church, or he's on a committee or a board, or because he's in public ministry or teaches or is active, doesn't mean he's right with God. The determining factor is one that continually, what do they practice? If one continually pursues an understanding of God's word so he or she may apply it, then that person is righteous. If one continually pursues a lifestyle of sin, then that person is of the devil, pure and simple. So look at someone's fruits. By your fruits, you will be known.